Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is another edition of Fresh Bread. It's good to be with you. We're at the conclusion of the week, and by the way, we're at the conclusion of 1 Timothy. We're in this closing chapter of chapter 6, and we're in this last couple of paragraphs, but very clearly, they've been arranged to bring this letter to a conclusion and a focus and an emphasis that Paul wants to leave Timothy with, as he is doing this ministry of church revitalization at the church at Ephesus. So we took a look at verse 11. I want you to look at another verse now. Look at verse 12. Here's what it says. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Well, that'll be our concluding verse for this week. Here's what he says. Fight the good fight. Did you know Christians are warriors? In my background, my DNA of the Celtic background, there was a value of the poet warrior or the warrior poet. And that's what you're called to be. You're called to be a man of the word as a man of God. You're also called to be a man ready to stand for the Lord. And part of being a man of God is to fight the good fight. Now notice, he doesn't say fight. He says fight the good fight. And he doesn't just say fight the fight. He says fight the good fight. And then he lets you know where the good fight is found. Of the faith. Contend for the faith. Now listen, when you contend for the faith, that is what God's word has revealed to us about the glory of our God, who he is, and the majesty of our God and his grace, what he does. He created us. He saves us. And he sustains us. As you contend for this thrice holy God, holy, 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 this God who dwells in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as you contend for him, as he has revealed himself in the word, fight the good fight. The good fight is not only how you fight, but why you fight and what you fight. Fight the good fight of the faith. It is the word of God that you receive by faith, and the word of God, when you hear it, that grows your faith. It is that word that tells you to fight, how to fight, why to fight, and what to fight for. You're in the Christian army, and therefore you will fight for that word of God. The success of that word in your heart, the success of that word in your life, the success of that word in your marriage, the success of that word in your family, the success of that word in your children, the success of that word as you work heartily unto the Lord, the success of that word in the church family that you're a part of as you speak truth and love to one another, and the success of that word proclaimed to the lost that they may hear of our God and come to our God who has come to save them by sending his son to the cross to redeem them from their sins. It is that fight that you are fighting, the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession. So here you are, with the heart man believes, with the mouth he confesses, Jesus is Lord for salvation. So here you are, you've made the good confession. Now hold fast to that confession, not only in what you say, but how you live. Take hold of eternal life. Hold fast to that eternal life, that you hold fast to the eternal life while you fight the good fight of faith. And as you take hold of the eternal life to which you were called because it has taken hold of you and which you have made the good confession and you have done it in the presence of witnesses, you're not in the secret service of the army of the Lord. You are the good soldier in the public witness of the Lord. And you're ready to fight the good fight of the faith. Contend without being contentious. Defend without being defensive. And take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ, even as you win souls on the field of valor to bring them to Christ, having been clothed with the armor of the Lord. That's another slice of fresh bread. Be there to worship this Lord's Day with God's people. Be a vital part of his church, and then I'll see you back here Monday for another slice of fresh bread in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.